Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And what a great scene it is at Cathedral Catholic High School. And Cathedral getting set to take on Saints tonight in the Holy Bowl. Sean Doyle joins us, the head coach of Cathedral. How are you, Coach?
Doing fantastic.
This is really a great scene. I mean, I know you don't have a chance to go to every high school game on every Friday night all over the county, but we've gone to many, and it's fun everywhere, but this is another level.
Yeah, you know, some of the parents came to us and wanted to do a luau this year, and, you know, we usually do something like this before homecoming and something like this before the Holy Bowl, and so they said, hey, how about if it's a luau? We said, why not? So this is it.
It seems to have worked.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, at first it was like, okay, we'll have 500 or 600, and then we had to top it at 700, and then it went right past 800 real quick. So it's going to be quite a crowd.
Coach Doyle, you guys have, you've been a part of this rivalry, this Holy Bowl game, for quite some time. How have you seen it change over the years, or has it remained pretty much the same rivalry as time has gone on?
You know, it's funny. One of our kids just interviewed me today about it, and I think the rivalry part has remained the same. I mean, I played in the late 70s, so it's literally been 38 years of my life doing this game, and it's always been a huge game. I think it's a more, how do you say, nice, a respectful game. You know what I mean?
There was some true hate there for a little bit.
Oh, yes. Back in the old days, there was a lot of hate in between, all over the place. But I think there's just a lot more respect and true sportsmanship that goes into this thing. That doesn't mean, you know, they don't want to beat the heck out of us and we want to do the same thing back. But I think, again, it's just done in the right way.
The great thing about it is the fact that both teams have been so successful for so long. I mean, I do remember covering high schools when you guys were at Uni and Saints, and neither team was really all that great. This was still a big game, but it was kind of like Army-Navy. Like, you know, both teams were like 500. Well, not anymore. I mean, you guys are top 20 in the state. So that's just fun to play another top 20 team, even if it wasn't Saints, I would think.
No, absolutely. The fact that both programs have built into pretty good teams across the county here year in and year out makes it even more exciting for everybody.
Yeah.
Coach Joy, as you sat down to game plan for this game, who are some of the guys on the other side that your team is paying attention to this tonight?
Well, I mean, defensively, I can't really speak for, because Coach Montali does it, and he's done it for 20-some-odd years now, so I don't even question what the heck he does.
You just roll with it.
Yeah, but I know their quarterback obviously does a great job with those receivers that they have and can run around and throw on the run and do some great things, and obviously they have a great running back in the backfield. So they're similar to us. You have to stop all aspects of the game. There's not, okay, we got to stop their run game and then we're good. And then defensively, again, very similar to us. They got a lot of guys that get to the football with a little bit of a vengeance, and they play hard. So we just have to control the ball and not get out of our, you know, minds. I told them last night, we don't need superstars. We need 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, 11 guys on special teams to do their job. And if we do it, we'll be okay.
Belichick says stuff like that.
He does.
That's good, Coach.
He does.
That's good guy to pattern after. How do you get your team motivated for another season after such an unbelievable season a year ago? I mean, it's hard to top what you guys did last year, and obviously this is a new group of kids and some of the same kids, but you got to find another something or other to keep pushing their buttons, or do you?
No, you know, I started years ago. I'll interview our kids from January until the first day of football, probably a half a dozen times individually, and I don't talk about goals. I ask them what their goals are, and it's just kind of starting to be inbred into the program where I have freshmen coming up wanting to play varsity as sophomores, and so they have to set a certain standard in the weight room, and I'll talk to them, and what are your goals? I want to win league, win CIF, open division, and win state, and go undefeated. And You know, so it's just kind of built into them now, and they know what it takes to do it because the guys that were here last year knew what it took to get to that point.
Yeah.
And we can do better. We did a great job last year, but we still lost that thing in overtime.
Yeah.
So the goal this year is to get there and win it overtime or not, try to get a victory in that game.
Sean Doyle joins us here, Cathedral Catholic Don's head coach, football coach. Coach, you just mentioned how it's starting to kind of run throughout the program. But in order to have sustained success the way your program has, there's got to be some emphasis put on, you know, the lower levels, JV, freshmen coming in. How much of a focus have you had to put in that to build this program?
You know, a lot of coaches say they're the most blessed coaches. I'm telling you straight out, the core of my freshman staff have been here. There's two guys that have been here for 16 years, and the core have been here for 10-plus years. Mm. My JV is the same. My head freshman my head JV coach has been here 13 years, is an alum. The core of those guys have been here 10-plus years. So the one or two guys that exchange here and there, they just kind of become part of the program. So they do an unbelievable job. They know what we do on varsity. They know my expectations of what we want from them on the freshman, the JV, to build these kids into being varsity football players. You know, I say all the time, with our freshmen, we could probably blitz every down and destroy everybody. But that's not going to teach them much football.
Right.
You know what I
right.
mean? And we want to teach them football and how to do it. And the other thing is the opponents they played. I mean, the freshmen played on top of Centennial, you know, they played J-Serra, they played Modern Day up in L.A., another team up there, I can't think of them right now. You know, our JV does the same. So when they're put against those opponents when they're young, they realize, okay, I got
to
work my tail off because we want
to
be like them. And the only way to be like them is they're big, they're fast, they're strong.
Brilliant.
I got one last thing before we let you go. We got Rich Herrera standing here. He is the get-back coach for Cathedral Catholic High School. At least that's what he's told us.
I heard he's aggressive.
Is he a little hard to deal with? Are you able to escape him and actually get out there and argue a call from time to time?
Well, Rich is smart. He's a get-back coach for everybody except
but
for me.
Smart man.
Very good, Rich.
I am telling you, Rich does an unbelievable job. It is a pain to keep 50, 60, 17-year-old kids from wanting to be on that field.
Sure.
And he does an unbelievable job getting them back, and every coach wants to be on the field too. So he does a great job. I remember the first game, Coach Montali turned, he got pulled by the belt buckle back, and he turns around like, what the heck is happening here?
Yeah.
And then saw Rich and just gave him a smile. But, yeah, he does a great job for us.
Rich does the same thing to us anytime we're about to say something on the radio. He grabs me by the back of the belt buckle and pulls me back. Coach, good luck tonight. Have fun with the Holy Bowl, and thanks again for having Gwen and Chris up here at Cathedral. We love it.
Thank you guys very much for everything you do for high school football and for being here tonight, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Coach.
Good luck, Coach.
All right,
Sean
thanks,
Doyle
man.
Right there from Cathedral.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.